Super sophomore, no tackle box, and repositioning youth football. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. John Mason has already made his impact on the boys' soccer team at South Lyon known this season, helping the Lions to their first conference championship in 12 years, scoring two goals in a recent 2-2 draw with Wall Lake Western, which gave them the tie for the championship. The second tally came on a corner kick that the sophomore drove home for the seniors on the squad.
I just kind of went up for it. I saw it coming. I was going to miss this one. I kind of felt like I hadn't been doing my job on the corners all year, and I felt like I needed to score this one for the team, so I stepped up and got that one. We have a bunch of really good seniors. They're super good guys, and it's so cool to be able to win the league for them the last year.
Mason is a team captain, a rarity for a 10th grader.
You see all the JV kids and the freshman kids looking up to you, and I think that's a really cool spot to be in. And I also have like some really cool senior captains to learn for, and I want to like model my next 2 years as being a captain after. I think it's really going to help the team.
He's also an accomplished swimmer for South Lyon, swimming on two league-winning relay teams last year. You can read more about John Mason on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to West Bloomfield football quarterback C.J. Harris, who led the Lakers back from a 14-point deficit in the fourth quarter and then threw four touchdown passes in the four overtime periods in a 59-52 win over Lake Orion. And to the girls' volleyball team at Onsted, which is off to a 25-0 start this season. The Wildcats have only lost two sets all season long. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Today we're going to talk about the rules that govern the quarterback, specifically when the quarterback is being rushed and is looking to throw the ball away to avoid the sack. Under both pro and college rules, they have what's called the tackle box. When the quarterback gets outside of the original position of the offensive tackles and throws the ball and it reaches the original line of scrimmage, there is never a foul for intentional grounding. However, under high school rules, there is no such thing as a tackle box. If the quarterback is either in pocket or scrambles outside of the pocket and now is trying to throw the ball away to avoid the sack, there must always be a receiver in the vicinity of the pass to avoid an intentional grounding foul.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Youth football has taken its lumps lately over injury perceptions and an out-of-control culture in some corners of the state and country, which has its participants practicing and playing longer than their educational counterparts. This hasn't been lost on the leadership of the statewide associations of high school football coaches, athletic directors, and athletic trainers here in Michigan, which have combined with the MHSAA to publish a core value belief statement for local youth football programs to follow, especially since many are already using their local school facilities to run their programs. Among the core values are a schedule which coincides for practices and length of season for youth teams with high school teams, but capping the number of games at 8, promoting flag football until at least the 5th grade, focusing on skill development and playing multiple positions for all players, coaches being background checked and having completed the state of Michigan concussion education requirements and being trained in basic first aid. And they should subscribe to philosophies which promote participation and skill development. The ultimate goal is to build cooperation between the high school and youth levels of football to help grow the game. And it will be up to school coaches and administrators to help influence youth coaches in these beliefs for the well-being of their kids. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.